We're doing Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. We're holding by the 31st chapter, page Kuf Gimel, in the Eshkol edition of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. We're up to the 31st chapter, Perek Echad U'Shloshim. And we had been learning about the tests of Avraham Avinu. We know that Abraham had 10 tests. And we are up to test number 10. What is test number 10? That is the Akedah, the binding of Yitzchak. Hanisayon ha'asiri, the tenth test, the verse says, Vayhi achar ha'devarim ha'ile v'ha'elohim nisa et Avraham. God tested Avraham. The verse stresses he was tested. Haya menaseh et Avraham kol pam u'pam. God tested Avraham each time. Leida'et libo, so Avraham will know what strengths he has within his heart. Im yachol la'amod v'lishmot kol mitzvotei shel Torah. Can he stand up to the great task of watching all the mitzvahs of the Torah, of keeping all the mitzvahs of the Torah? Shneimar, as the verse attests, Ekev asher shama Avraham bekoli, being that Avraham did listen to my voice, Vayishmo mishmati, kept my watching, mitzvotai, chukotai, v'torotai, my commandments, my statutes, my Torah, my directives. So Avraham is given this tenth test, and the Medrash introduces the test. Vayitze Yishmael min haMidbar. His son Yishmael has been living in the desert for years, and now Yishmael comes out of the desert lirot et Avraham aviv, to visit, to see his father Abraham. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Be'oto alayla, that night, when to an extent he has the family back together again, some form of family reunion. He has his son Yitzhak at home. He has Yishmael has come to visit. That night, Nigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Avraham. God appeared upon Avraham, ve'amar lo and said to Avraham, Kachna et bincha et yechidcha asher ahavta et Yitzhak. Take, please, your son, your singular son that you love, Isaac. Ve'Avraham chas al Yitzhak, and Avraham wanted to cover up for Yitzchak. Avraham had compassion. Amar lefanav, he said before his creator, Ribon kol olamim, master of all the worlds, Le'ezevin, which son are you telling me to take? Levin ha'ola, to the son that was born when I still had a foreskin? Or levin ha'mila, or the son that was born post-circumcision? Amar lo, so God answered, et yechidcha, your singular son. Amar lo, so Abraham said to God, ze yechid leimo, v'ze yechid leimo. This one is singular to his mother, and this one is singular to his mother. Amar lo asher ahavta, God said, take the son that you love. Amar lo, Avram said to God, laze ani ohev, v'laze ani ohev, I love this one, and I love this one. Amar lo, God said to him, et Yitzchak, take Isaac. Now the Medrash is going to go to great detail describing the Akedah, down to the seconds. And this Medrash is fascinating, it is riveting, and it is not fitting, in my humble opinion, for young children to listen to. So, to our listeners, I ask, please ensure that there are not children listening to the continuation of the Midrash. God tells Avraham, Ve'ha'alehu sham le'ola, and raise Isaac over there for a sacrifice that is completely burnt. Amar lefanav, Avraham said before God, Ribon kol ha'olamim, master of all the worlds, le'ezehav, to what mountain should I go? You said I should take him up. Amar lo, God said to him, Bechol makom asher tireh et kevodi omed. All place where you see my honor standing, umamtin lecha sham, and awaiting you there. Ve'omar lecha, zehu hamizbech. And I will tell you, here is the altar. Shneimar, as the verse says, God said to Avram, al achad harim, to one of the mountains, asher omar elecha, that I will tell you. Amalti eilecha en ktiv kan. It doesn't say God tells him, go to the mountain that I have told you. Ela, but rather the verse says, Asher omar elecha, to the mountain that I will tell you. So Avram is traveling in anticipation. He does not know how long this trip will take. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. He doesn't know. One of the difficult things in life is when we don't know when the end point is. We could all handle being single if we knew we'd get married after 10 years. We could all handle being barren if we knew we'd have children after 10 years. The difficulty is that we don't know where the end point is. God tells Avram, start traveling, and I'll tell you which mountain. I will tell you in the future. Hishkim Avram ba'boker. Avram awoke early in the morning. Ve'lakach et Yishmael ve'et Eliezer ve'et Yitzchak beno. He took Ishmael, he took his servant Eliezer, and he took Yitzchak his son, and they're all ready to go. V'chamash et hachamor. And Avram himself saddles the donkey. He has his two sons, he has a servant, but God just gave him a mitzvah. He's in a rush. He's excited. He saddles his own donkey. What donkey is it that Avram's riding on? On his way to the mountain for this great test of the Akedah? Hu hachamol ben ha'aton, it's the donkey, the son of a mule, shenivret ben ha'shmashot. It was created at twilight of creation. Shenemar, as the verse says, v'yishkem Avram ba'boker, Avram awoke in the morning, v'yachavosh et chamoro, he saddled his donkey, that's a special donkey. Hu hachamor, that is the donkey, sherachav alav Moshe, that Moshe rode on that donkey, bevo'ol mitzrayim, when he came to Egypt. As the verse says, Vayikach Moshe et ishto ve'et banav, Vayarkivem al hachamor. Moshe came from Midian to Egypt. He took his wife and children, and he led them while they were riding on the donkey. Which donkey? The one donkey that Moshe owns. The donkey which was the donkey that belonged to Avram. Hu hachamor, and that donkey is the donkey, She'atid David lirkov alav, that David will still ride on it, as the verse says, Gili me'od bat Zion, rejoice a lot, daughter of Zion, Hari bat Yerushalayim, call out in joy, daughter of Jerusalem, Hinei malkech yavolach, behold your king will come to you, Tzadik v'noshahu, he is righteous, he is redeemed, Ani, he is a pauper, V'rochev al chamor, he will ride on a donkey. The Mashiach is described as one who will come like Moshe Rabbeinu, riding on the donkey, v'alayu ben atonut. The Medrash continues, Ben Sheva u'shloshim shana haya Yitzchak b'lechto el har Moriah. Isaac was 37 years old when he's going to the mountain of Moriah. V'Yishmael ben chamishim shana, and his big brother Yishmael is 50 years old. Yishmael, Yitzchak, and Eliezer are headed to a mountain to bring a sacrifice. Yishmael and Eliezer start talking. Nichnas tachavut ben Eliezer uben Yishmael. There began a competition between Eliezer and Yishmael. Haya omer Yishmael le'Eliezer. Yishmael said to Eliezer, Achshav Avram makriv et Yitzchak beno. Now Abraham is going to sacrifice Isaac his son. Le'ola, as a sacrifice, will be totally burnt. Mokda al gabei hamizbeach. He'll be burnt. There'll be nothing left of Isaac on that tent, on the altar. Vani hu bechoro, I am his firstborn. Vani yoreshet Avraham, and I will inherit Avram. Haya meshiv Eliezer, so Yishmael is rubbing his hands in glee, and he tells the servant Eliezer, he says, that's it. Yitzchak's going to be burnt to a crisp. There'll be nothing left. Not a bone. And I inherit it all. Haya meshiv Eliezer liYishmael. So Eliezer answers Yishmael. Ve'omer lo, and he said to him, Kfar gereshcha, ki isha migureshet mibala. What do you mean? Avram already chased you out of the house, like a woman that's divorced. Ve'shilcha mibala, like he sent you out to the desert. Avram isn't giving you anything, you're not inheriting anything. Avalani avdo. But I, Eliezer says, I'm his faithful servant. Misharet beito bayom uvalayla. I serve him day and night. And I will inherit Avram. Veruach HaKodesh Meshiva Otam. And God, His Holy Spirit, answered, Ve'omeret Lahem, and said to them, Lo Ze Yoresh ולא זה יורש. Neither you shall inherit, nor you shall inherit. Now obviously, it didn't answer them directly, but in heaven the voice came out and said, neither one of you are going to inherit.
ביום השלישי, on the third day of traveling, הגיעו לצופים.
They came to the mountains, which are nicknamed, the name of these mountains is Sofim. Sofim literally means the vista, the place of where you can see, because from that place you can see the Temple Mount.
וכיוון שהגיעו לצופים, and once they reached those mountains, ראה כבוד השכינה עומד על גבי ההר.
Avram saw the honor of the Shekhinah. He saw it standing on the top of the mountain, as the verse says, "Bayom haShelishi," on the third day. Vayisa Avram tenav. Avram lifted his eyes. Vayar et hamakom erachok. He saw the place from a distance.
Ma'ra'a. What did he see? Ra'a amud shelesh min ha'aretz ad la'shamayim.
He saw a pillar of fire from the earth to the heaven, because that is the holy of holies. That is the place through which our prayers go up to heaven. That is the place that connects heaven and earth. So there's a pillar of fire connecting heaven and earth.
Amar li Yitzchak beno, he said to Isaac his son, Beni, my son, ro'e ata klum le'echad min ha'arim alalu?
When you look out over these mountains, do you see anything on these mountains?
Amar lo hin, so Yitzchak said, yes.
Amar lo ma ata ro'e?
So Avram asked him, what do you see?
Amar lo, so Yitzchak said, ani ro'e amud shel esh, I see a pillar of fire.
Omed min ha'aretz v'ad la'shamayim, standing from the earth to the sky.
Ve'evin Avraham ki nirtza ha'na'ar lo'olah. And Avraham understood that Yitzchak was pleasing before God, was accepted before God to be an olah sacrifice.
Amar li Yishmael u'le'eliezer. Then Avraham turns to Yishmael and Eliezer and he says to them,
ro'im atem klum, do you see anything be'echad min ha'arim alalu, on one of these mountains?
Amru lo lav.
They said, nope, we don't see anything.
Chashav otam kachamorim.
So Avram felt they were like donkeys.
Amar lahem, he turned to Yishmael and Eliezer and said to them, Shivu lachem po im achamor.
You sit here with a donkey. You guys can't see. You're not on spiritual level, so that means you're connected to the physical. Chamor comes from the word chomer, physical. You stay with the donkey.
Amar lahem.
So Avram said to Yishmael and Eliezer, Keshem she'en achamor ro'e klum. Just like a donkey doesn't see anything,
kach atem inchem ro'im klum.
You too don't see anything.
She'ne'emar, as the verse says, Vayomer Avraham en ne'arav.
Avram said to his lads, Shvu lachem po'im achamor. Sit here with the donkey.
Ama dome lachamor. You're a nation that's like donkeys.
Natal et ha'itzim untanan al gabei Yitzchak. Avram takes the wood. He's going to make a fire. He's going to make an altar. And he places the wood on his son Yitzchak.
Velakach et ha'esh,
and he took the fire. They had some way of transporting fire with him.
Ve'et ha'machelet biyado,
and the knife he concealed in his hand.
Ve'ayu malchin shenehem yachdav,
and they both started walking together.
Amal Yitzchak le'aviv,
Isaac said to his father,
Avi, my father,
Harei ha'esh v'ha'itzim.
Behold, I see the fire,
I see the wood.
Heichan ha'aseh le'ola,
where is the sheep that's going to be sacrificed?
Vayomer lo Avraham, Avram said to him, Elohim yireh lo ha'aseh le'ola b'ni.
God will see the sheep that will be sacrificed.
My son, atahu ha'aseh,
you are the sheep.
Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael said,
Kevan shehigiu l'oto makom, when they reached that place, they're going on the Temple Mount, they're going on top of this mountain, they reached the place,
Her'au HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzba l'Avraham,
God pointed with a finger to Avram, ve'amar lo and said to Avram,
Zehu HaMizbech,
this, you see that? That is the altar.
Hu hamizbeach shaya Adam arishon makriv bo mikodem.
That is the altar that Adam, the first man, brought the first sacrifice on earth over there, on that altar.
Hu hamizbeach shekrivu bo Kain v'Hevel.
That is the altar that Cain and Abel brought their sacrifice on.
That is the altar that Noah and his children brought their sacrifices on. As the verse says, Vayiven Noach Mizbeach Lashem. Noach built an altar for Hashem. En katuv kan ela vayiven et ha-mizbeach. It says he rebuilt the altar. Shekrivu bo harishonim. It was the altar that the first ones brought on it. Now we also know from the Medrash earlier that when God came to create men, when God came to create Adam, God said, I want to take the holiest earth on earth to create man. And God took from the Holy of Holies, the earth from up there, where that altar is standing now. So, Amal Yitzchak L'Avraham Aviv, Yitzchak said to his father Avram, Avi, my father, Koshreini, tie me, Ukshor Shtei Yadai Ushtei Raglai, and tie my two hands and my two feet, Bishvil Peshiyuta, because I have to worry, maybe I will not be careful enough. Maybe I will be posheya, I will be transgressful. Ve'ematzei, and it'll turn out, mechalel, that I have desecrated, kabedet avicha, the commandment to honor one's father. So Yitzchak is worried that he will flinch. And if he flinches, he might ruin the sacrifice. So he says, Dad, bind me. Tie my hands and tie my feet. He's a 37-year-old man. Avram is 136, 137, right? He could have overpowered Avram, but he didn't, because he was in on it too. It is called the Akedah, which literally means the binding. Why was Yitzchak bound? Because he said to his father, I'm scared, I'm going to flinch. Kashao Shetei Yadav, Avraham, who is the epitome of mercy and caring, tied his son's two hands, Ushtei Raglav, and his two feet. Va'akado, and he bound him, Al Gabei HaMizbeach. He bound the hands and feet together, and he placed his 37-year-old son on top of the altar. Ve'erich et ha'esh ve'et ha'itzim. And now he lit a fire and placed logs over the fire, and Yitzchak is there bound. Ve'erich oto alehim. And he sets Yitzchak up over them. Ve'natan raglo alav. And he put his foot on him. Kederech she'adam oseh b'sha'a she'shochet et ha'beimah. Just as one does when he's about to slaughter an animal, he doesn't want the animal to jump, so he holds its head down with his foot and brings the knife to its throat. So too Avram did to his son Yitzchak, kedei shelo tivat. One does it to the animal so it won't kick. Ve'imetz et zero'o ve'et shtei akuvotav alav. Another thing one does when one is about to slaughter an animal, we pull the head back, we stretch it out so that there's easy access to the neck. So now Avram stretches Yitzchak out. V'shalach et yado, and now he extended his hand. V'lakach et ha'machelet, and he took the knife. Shneemar, as the verse says, V'yishlach Avraham et yado. Avram extended his hand. V'yikach et ha'machelet, he took the knife. Lishchot et beno, to slaughter his son. Uchechohen gadol, and like the high priest, he gishet minchato v'nisko. He was prepared to bring his offering. והקדוש ברוך הוא היה יושב ורואה, and God was sitting and beholding, looking upon לאב, the father, שעוקד, as he's binding his son. ולבן, and the son, שהיה נעקד בחולב, that agreed to be bound with a complete heart. ושלח ידו ליטול את המאכלת. And now Avram reveals the knife. Umalachei hasharet tzoakim uvochim. And the heavenly angels started wailing and crying, as the verse says, Henerelam tzaku chutza malachei shalom mar yivkayun. The angels wailed outside, the angels of peace cried bitterly. Amru malachei asharet. The angels said, Ribono shel olam, Master of the world, Nikreta rachum, you are called compassionate, v'chanun, one who gives free gifts, Sherachamecha al kol ma'asecha, your compassion is on all of your creation, Rachem al Yitzchak, have compassion over Isaac, Shehu Adam, he's a human, Uven Adam, and he's the son of a human. You have the father there, you have the son there, have pity on them. V'ne'ekad lefanecha kabeima, he's a human being and he's being bound before you like an animal. Adam uvehima toshia Hashem, you Hashem, you have compassion for all. You rescue humans, you rescue animals. As the verse says, Sitkatecha, your righteousness kehare el, is like potent, awesome mountains. Mishpatecha, your justice, tehom rabah, goes to the great depths. Adam uveima toshia Hashem, God, you rescue man, you rescue animals. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kevan shehigia hacherev al tzavaro, when the sword was laid on his throat. So Yitzchak is lying there, he's being extended, his father put his foot on his head, put the knife to his throat, and all that's left to do is move backwards and forwards with the knife and cut it like one were cutting a piece of bread. The knife is laying on his throat, Parecha v'yatze'a nishmato shel Yitzchak. Yitzchak's neshama flew away. Avram's about to slaughter him and Yitzchak drops dead. Kevan she'ishmi'a kolo mi'ben shnei akruvim, when God made his voice heard from between the two angels, Be'amar, and God said, Al tishlach yadcha alanar, do not extend your hand, do not move back and forth, don't start slicing. The knife is there on his throat, and God says, don't cut the lad. Chazra nefesh legufo, and as God said that, he brought life back, the nefesh went back into Yitzchak's body. Ve'itiro, Yitzchak was untied, ve'amad al raglav, and he stood up, ve'ra'a Yitzchak tchiyat amitim min haTorah, and Yitzchak saw this concept of tchiyas amesim, that the dead can be brought back to life from the Torah, she'kol amitim atidin le'achayot, that all the dead will ultimately be resurrected, ve'ota sha'a, now Yitzchak stands up, he was just dead, and he's brought back to life. At that hour, Patach ve'amar, Yitzchak exclaimed and said, Baruch ata Adonai michayei hameitim. Blessed are you, Hashem, who brings the dead back to life. And from here we have it in Shmona Esrei. We will finish Bezrach and the Medrash in a few minutes. But first we have to understand the story a little bit. We view life out of our physical existence. Eov said, Job said, Ol de'ad ol. One piece of skin protects another piece of skin. A person sees he's about to get smacked, he puts his hand to protect his cheek. Well, the hand's going to get smacked. Yes, Ol de'ad ol. One skin protects another skin. V'chol asher la'ish, and everything a person has, yiten be'ad nafsho, he's willing to give to save his life. That is our nature. We view life as the most precious thing. But why is it precious? So there are two reasons why life is precious. One reason is because I want to live. What do you mean? I don't want to die. Still got places to see, people to meet, things to do. I like living. I want to live. I just had a good pizza. I have good drinks. I have what to do with my life. I don't want to stop living as I know it. Most of us, if not all of us, live life on that level. But we have to recognize that there's a level that is beyond our level. A level which we can aspire to and hopefully attain one day. And that is the level where one's life is worth living because of what one is doing with one's life. When one can view one's life as a mission, where one wants to live because one is in the process of performing one's mission. And one's mission is to be a servant in the army of Hashem. Now, this is something that's very difficult for us to conceptualize. Even to conceptualize. The Rambam writes that for us, it is very difficult to conceptualize anything that I don't get a physical payback for. If I'm going to learn Torah, I want the pat on the back, I want the knowledge, I want to be able to build a house. We need to constantly feel like we're getting rewards. That's the way we are. We have a very hard time being spiritual. It is something that the Rambam says, even when a person is learning to be chief justice, he's learning to be one of the greatest sages of the Jewish people, he is still bound by this mundane need to feel rewarded. And this mundane desire of ours stands in the way of understanding spirituality. But we should at least understand that there exists a concept of people who live on that level, where their whole life is the focus, how can I serve my Creator? And it's an exciting life. And they don't want to die either. When God comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Moshe, it's time to die. Moshe says, God, give me another day. I don't want to die. What am I dying for? I got so much work to do. Let me go into the land of Israel. Moshe's quest for life is different than our quest for life. Moshe's quest for life is because every day he's fulfilling a mission. And he wants to continue fulfilling that mission. Avram and Yitzchak also prayed to Hashem. When it comes to the Tanis, we had on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, we'll say again on Tisha B'Av, unless it becomes a holiday, Be'ezrat Hashem. But on fast days we say, Mishana l'Avraham Avinu Behar HaMoriah, Hu Ya'aninu. Whoever answered Abraham up on the Temple Mount should answer us as well. So we see Avraham was davening also. On the one hand, he has a mission. God told him to do it. He wakes up early and he's going to perform a mitzvah. On the other hand, hey, this is his son. So he's praying, God, let me fulfill the mission a different way. Let me fulfill your will in a way that I don't have to do this. And at the same time, he's moving forward because this is what he was told to do. To us, it is beyond our concepts. I'm not sure how far beyond our concepts it is. The Gemara recounts the story of Chana and her seven sons. We learned it. The Roman emperor brought the children before him, said, bow to the idol. They said, no, God says, you're not allowed to bow to idols. He executed one son. Next son, bow to the idol. No, the Torah says God is singular. Executes him. Third son, one after another, each son quotes a verse that says, no, we're not allowed to. He's up to the last son. He calls Chana in and says, talk to him. And Chana says, what am I going to tell him? I'm going to tell him, you don't shame me. Your brothers made me proud. You don't be the one to shame me. You go. And when you go up to Shemayim, go to Zayde Avram, go to our grandfather Avram and tell him, Avram, you bound one son, I bound seven. And the seventh son, the emperor told him, at least I'll drop my ring and you'll bend down to pick it up. And at least my officers will think that one of the kids listened to me. And the child said, no way. And he too was executed. So, we've had amazing people in the Jewish people. People who stood up to this test. Who were able to say, I have a mission. I have a job to do. And if the performance of my mission is that I risk my life or even give up my life for the performance of the mission, then so be it. Avraham Avinu, that was his 10th test. To take the son he had been praying for so long and bind him and now do the mission. Avraham prayed and Yitzchak prayed and their prayers were answered. But at the same time that they were praying, they were performing. It's not easy for us to understand, but we should at least understand that there are levels that are there. and we have to attain them as well. Chazal tell us when we say Shema Yisrael every morning, so we say Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. The commandment is you should love Hashem your God bechol levavcha with all your heart, so bechol nafshecha and all of your soul, all of your life. Chazal say when a person says that he should have in mind afilu notel et nafshecha, even if God takes one's life, one is supposed to love God. That's not easy. It's not an easy thing to do, but that's our commandment. And one is supposed to think as he's reading Shema, if I were put to the test, then I would be willing to give my life for the love of Hashem. Will we stand up to this test? We don't know. Chazal tell us, Ilu, if they would have tortured Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. We know Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, during the period between the first and the second temple, they were told, bow to the idol of Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king. They refused. They were told they would be executed. They still refused, and they were thrown into a burning furnace, and God saved them miraculously. They came out alive. Chazal say, ilu nagduhu, if they would have whipped them, if they would have tortured them, they wouldn't have stood up to the test. To give up their life in a split second, they were able to stand up to the test. To be tortured, they wouldn't have stood up to the test. That's what Chazal said. So we see that even great people like Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah have a breaking point. We all have a breaking point. We have to work on getting there. Rabbi Akiva, they brought these big vegetable peelers and started peeling the skin off of Rabbi Akiva. And he's standing there reading, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. God is one. And his students ask him, Rabbi Ad Kan, to this point, you're being tortured to death. You're about to die. And at this point, that's what you have to say. God is one. And Vahavta as Hashem Lokecha, we have commandment to love God. What does Rabbi Akiva say? He says, my whole life, I've been wondering, when will I reach the point that I could perform this pasuk? And now that I have the opportunity, I won't perform? I always thought that maybe part of what Rabbi Akiva was saying was, I never knew if I'd live up to the test. I knew I was working. I knew I wanted to live up to the test. But until one is put to the test, one doesn't know whether one will live up to the test. I'm not sure that's the correct pshat in the Gemara, but maybe it's the correct pshat in the Gemara. Avraham Avinu lived up to the test, and in living up to the test, he brought the whole world up a notch. And us, his descendants, he gave us tremendous strength to live up to the test that life doles before us. Rabbi Zechariah Omer, Rabbi Zechariah says, Oto ha'ail shenivra ben hashmashot, that ram which is now going to be brought in place of Yitzchak, it was created in twilight of creation. Hayaratz uva litkarev tachat Yitzchak. It was running and coming to be brought as a sacrifice in place of Yitzchak. Vaya Samael omed umaste oto. And the angel whose name is Sama, the erasure of El, of God. His job is to try and hide God from this world. So we know there's this angel up there whose job is to make things look bad in this world. Make it seem like the wicked succeed. He's Sama. El is the one that tries to erase God's name from the world. So what does he do? He stands up and tries to guide the goat, the ram, away from Avram. Kedei levatel korbano shel Avram Avinu, in order to try and undo the sacrifice of Avram, our forefather. V'ne'achaz b'shtei kanav b'nei ilanot. So what does he do? He has the ram get caught in its horns between the trees. Shneimar, the verse says, Vayisa Avram et einav ve'yavine ayil. Avram lifted his eyes and he saw a goat getting caught in the trees. Masa ayil. What did this ram do? Pashat et yado v'talito shel Avraham. He extended his hand into Avram's talis. He like gets his attention. He beat Avram, so Avram takes a look. V'ra'at ayil. He saw the ram v'lakach oto. He took the ram v'hitiro. He released it. V'ikrivo tachat Yitzchak, he brought it as a sacrifice in place of Yitzchak, as the verse says, V'yelech Avram v'ikach ta'ayil, Avram went and took the ram, V'yaleu le'ola tachat b'no, he brought it as an olah sacrifice in place of his son. Rabbi Berechia Omer, Rabbi Berechia says, Ala reach nichoach shel ayil lifnei kiseh chavod, the beautiful smell of the sacrifice came up before God's holy throne, honorable throne, ve'aravlo, and it found favor before God, kireach nichoch shel Yitzchak, like the beautiful smell of Isaac. Ve'nishba, and God took a vow, levorcho, to bless Yitzchak, bezeh ha'olam ve'la'olam haba, in this world and in the world to come, as the verse says, ki varech avarechecha, bless, I will bless you, in this world and the world to come. And I will make your offspring many and great like the stars of the heaven. Why does it say a double terminology? Bless, I will bless you. In this world. And I will make you great in the world to come. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa said, Oto ha'ay lo yatza mimenu davar levatala. That ram, nothing went to waste of that ram. Efro, its ashes, shelail, of that ram, hu yisod shel gabam mizbeach pnimi. That was the foundation of the inner holy of holy altar. As the verse says, v'chiter aron ha'kanotav achat v'ashana. Gidav, its sinews, shelail, of that ram, hem eser, hem asara, they are 10, keneged asara nevadim shekino shaya David minagindim, corresponding to the 10 different harps of the 10 strings of the harp that David used to play on. Oro shel ha'il, the hide of this ram, hoizo motnav shel Eliyahu, that was the belt, the sash that Eliyahu wore, as the verse says, when the messengers described Eliyahu, they said, vayomeruim, they said, elav, to the king, we met this man, ish ba'al se'ar, a man who, even though he's an old man, he had a head full of hair, ve'ezor or azur b'motnav, and he was wrapped with this leather sash, this leather belt. And that was Eliyahu. What was that leather belt made of? It was made of the hide of this ram. Shtei karnav shelayil shofarot. The two horns of the ram are shofaros. They are shofar. Bishel smol, the left one, nishma kolo HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Har Sinai. God made his voice heard on Mount Sinai, as the verse says, Vayhi kol ha-shofar. The Jewish people standing at Sinai heard a shofar, they heard it blow, so that was the left horn of the ram. V'keren shel yamin hu gadol min ha'smol, and the right horn is greater than the left one. V'atid litkoa bo le'atid lavo, and God will blow in that one in the future. B'kibbutz shegaluyot, when God calls all the Jews in exile to regather. As the verse says, V'aya b'yom ahu, it will be in that day. Yitaka b'shofar gadol, God will blow in a great shofar to call us all back to the land of Israel. This might have been the end of the Midrash. According to some versions over here, there is an addition. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Hakol lo notzar ela bizchut ishtachavaya. All of this, the ram and everything that came from the ram, it was all created in the merit of their bowing. As the verse says, so in the merit that Avram and Yitzchak bowed before God before commencing the ceremony, in that merit the ram was created. Now sometimes bowing is understood as a form of prayer, so we could understand that it was that prayer that they prayed, one last prayer before going forward with it, that saved Yitzchak and made the outcome the way it was. What we see tonight. Let's quickly review the Midrash. We saw that God calls upon Avram to have the 10th test. That is the night when Yishmael has come to visit Avram. It is 37 years after Yitzchak is born. Yishmael is 50 years old. They're having the small family reunion. And God tells Avram, take your son. Avram tries to cover up for Yitzchak. He says, which son? He says, take the single one. He says, they're both single. Take the one that you love. He says, I love them both. He says, take Yitzchak. They're on their way, and God tells them, I'll tell you which mountain. They start traveling. Avram has the special donkey, which is going to be the donkey that Moshe rides on, that the Mashiach is going to ride on. And there's a competition between Eliezer and Yishmael. Each one thinks that after Yitzchak's death, they will inherit him, and God says that's not going to happen. When they reach the mountain of Tzufim, 3 days into their journey, Avram sees the Shechina, he sees a pillar of fire going from the mountain to heaven. Yitzchak sees it as well. Yishmael and Eliezer do not, and Avram tells them, you guys are like the donkey, stay with him. They take the wood, the fire, the knife, they go together. Avram tells Yitzchak, you're going to be the sacrifice. When they get there, Yitzchak says, I'm scared, I'm going to flinch. Do me a favor, tie me. He ties him, he binds him, he places him on the altar, he puts the wood, he puts a fire under the wood, and puts his foot on Yitzchak. He's getting ready to cut, the knife goes on Yitzchak's throat, Yitzchak dies. God says, don't slice his throat, and when God gives that commandment, Yitzchak comes back to life. He gets untied, he stands up and blesses Mechaye Amesim. The goat is on its way, this ram is on its way to be brought. It's a ram that was created at twilight. And Samuel comes and tries to get in the way. The ram nudges Avram under his talis, and Avram sees it. He releases it. He brings the ram as an offering. And the ashes of the ram remain to be the foundation of the altar, the inner altar in the temple. The sinews correspond to the 10 sinews that King David played. The hide is Eliyahu's sash, Eliyahu's belt, and the two horns, one God blew in on Sinai, and the other one is waiting for the time to come. When we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we might add, so that shofar corresponds to the shofar, to the horns of the ram that was brought in place of Yitzchak. The Medrash says, not Pirkei Reb Lezer, there's a different Medrash that says that this whole story took place on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is when Avram was up there, and we commemorate, God told Avram, this will be a merit for your offsprings. Every year when Rosh Hashanah comes around, they will blow shofar and mention before me this merit, and it will save them in generations to come.